Mayor Pam Heminger joining us here in the studio now, and I hope you're having a good holiday season,
well,
too.
Well, it's not a holiday yet for me.
Yeah, no. I mean, is Christmas even a holiday for the mayor?
Not for moms.
For moms, yeah, all the more, so, yeah.
I do love it, though. The kids are all coming home, got some family members coming, too, and we'll cook up a storm and watch it. Apparently, one of my sons put a whole spreadsheet out there on the TV we'd all be watching together as a family. They're the boys are going to be catching up on all the Marvel movies and the Marvel shows to get ready for...
They put together a spreadsheet
One of my sons is a financial analyst, so he decided he'd use his skills to put together the time they had to get up in order to watch all the shows. So
my parents my mom has a, she's not up to the level of spreadsheet, but she's got a legal pad with like Monday these shows, Tuesdays these shows.
Oh, no.
I thought that was bad. Spreadsheet, that's impressive. That's good.
Well, I just hope that means all my sofas will be taken up with large adult children and dogs.
There you go, yeah.
It'll be good. It's always fun to have people and look forward to just, it's a funny, you get onto a different kind of whole schedule and vibe between next meal
activity.
Yeah, versus that was too funny.
I'm seeing Star Wars tomorrow morning.
See, there you go.
Not looking for popular culture anytime between anytime after noon tomorrow, I'm just completely out.
Well, everyone has their traditions.
Yeah.
Apparently, my family is binge watching because we don't watch much TV during the regular year.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Don't
have any idea what the weather will be like. We usually go out for hikes and things too together.
Oh, nice.
So that's really nice. We enjoy being outdoors.
Where do you usually hike?
We love. Do you know about the Brumley Preserve up north of town? We go there quite a bit. We go around Jordan Lake quite a bit. We've been in Duke Forest quite a bit. Of course, it's well-traveled now, so usually just stuff that's local, State Park and all those kinds of things. So, yeah, we like that. Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah,
there are a lot of good places to hike around
there
here.
There are a lot of good. And with the Brumley Preserve opening up, that's really – and then we had a presentation this morning I was at for Walnut Hill over in the South Wake County area.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have 10 miles of trails over there, too. So there are becoming more and more opportunities, and it's fun to see those places and go.
Awesome.
The Okanichi Speedway and the Okanichi Mountain Trails.
The mountain trail's really cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really good. I like to go where we can let the dogs run.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's been a couple weeks since I've seen you, so some things have happened during that.
Yeah.
We had our swearing-in ceremony last week. We honored the outgoing council members. We brought in the new council members. It's always a bittersweet. We have people who are rolling out and people coming in, so there's a lot of emotion that goes up and down with that. It's a change. But the new council members, we've already had a mock meeting, and we have another training session next week to get them up to speed.
All right.
And we have a couple more happening in January as well. So that's in. Our first meeting back is a work session on January 10th.
Okay.
So we're having that. Tonight we're doing our salute to community heroes.
Yes.
So that's right here at U Place.
Just
so
down the hall,
yep. Yeah, so there. But then the next morning after swearing in, drove over to Wilmington for the Metropolitan Mayor's annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating. We got to go through the port, see the Port Authority and all that goes on. We need to build one of those.
We just need a port
we need to build it.
I was talking last week with Mayor Lavelle from Carborough, and she also mentioned the port. It's really impressive.
What the number one export is from out of that port there? Think burning things, wood chips.
Wood chips, interesting.
Wood chips that are compressed and sent to Europe.
I would never have guessed that.
Europe has switched from coal to burning wood chips.
Yeah, I have heard about this.
We make those here, and there's a lot of controversy over that, actually, because they're actually not just leftover wood. They're actually cutting forests down to make
wood chips. They're cutting forests down to make the wood chips.
Yeah,
yep, I've heard about that.
And then we ship them across to Europe to burn. Okay.
All right.
So anyway, it was just interesting to find out what was going on there. But then we got a tour of their historic downtown and how the revitalization work they're doing down there. It was a lot of fun to see that. Some things that they've taken, I won't say, they say risks. They took some risks to develop some things, performance venues, more hotels, more activities for families downtown, and it's doing well. They've took an old abandoned, a really old public housing abandoned place near the Port Authority and turned it into funky new apartments that millennials are moving into. So it's reusing things and repurposing and rethinking around that. So that was really cool to think out of the box. And then we went to this really cool place called OnTap. It's their downtown co-working space. An entrepreneur has put this together. OnTap is one of their companies that does beer ratings. You know, okay. There's a whole big feed going on.
Yeah.
But inside, this entrepreneur was tired of the violence going on in Wilmington. They had three major gangs. They were having constant shootings, and he wanted to make a difference. So he thought, what if I pick a member from each one of these gangs and bring them in and teach them how to be entrepreneurs? What would that look like? So he did that. He met with each of the gangs and talked about his plans and brought three different kids, well, they're in their 20s, in. And actually, one of them did so well, he's now his financial planner, a strategist, because he sees math in 3D. And this young man, barely finished high school, not a college trained, but he just sees numbers in a way that you want your financial analyst to see numbers and projections. And he thought, well, these kids have done really, really well, gotten involved and help us learn more about our own community. And the violence has basically stopped.
That's awesome. No more
shootings. The deal is, too, they have to stay a member of their gang. They can't quit their gang, even though they're making good money at this place. And the hope that they're going to come together and make their own brewery. So that's they're going to be doing a brewery with these young men. I think there's one young lady and the rest were men. And so then he thought, well, maybe this was a fluke. Maybe I just picked the three best kids. So he went back and picked three more. And again, people are doing amazing things.
That's awesome.
In 9 months, they've had this program. They haven't had one gang-related shooting in Wilmington. So think about the change you can affect. One person figuring out how to do this in an entrepreneurial spirit of combining health of a community with business.
And reaching out and bringing people in, giving people opportunities, giving people respect that they hadn't gotten from any other institution.
I think seeing that you have opportunities and hearing what those could be and getting hands-on of what that could look like, I think there's some real possibilities
there. That's so cool.
It really was cool. It's called True Colors. It was amazing, and we got to meet some of these young people, and it just really was amazing. So I've spent a lot of work on our own innovation here. It's been good. We had an innovation I'm not sure what we're calling ourselves. They're called the group. This is the business community coming together to form an innovation council that partners with Launch, which is part of the university, county, town relationship, and how we connect us all better together. So coming up with strategic goals for the year to make sure that people in our community, both on campus and off campus, know that there's a central place to gather, to connect, to network, to co-work, to learn. And so we're going to launch a series of events that will be consistent throughout each month and have a platform for people to be know that there's somewhere they can go, because that's the message we hear.
Yep.
You know, I don't know who to ask about what. So as a town, we've collected all the information about all the available commercial space in town. We can help you find a fit for you. We're working with landlords on that. So we've collected that data. The university folks have collected. We've got some things we can pull together that everyone can benefit from.
That's really cool.
So, yeah, it is cool. And the new launch space is really cool, and it's a great location and space for pulling people together and actually being right there. And so creating that ecosystem is the goal that attracts people, and we're getting companies that incubated or sparked here to come back now. And we're getting ones that are coming out of Launch staying. So like, we always talked about a place for Launch to land. So we're creating that. It has taken time. We're still pulling it together, but it was really cool.
I was going to say, how far along are you in having it done now?
You know,
now?
It's been a year of dialogue of trying to figure out, bringing in the business community, bringing in our serial entrepreneurs and our entrepreneurs that are already here and saying, help us help you, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
And so that's been really, it's been eye-opening, because they've been through the process, they've started their own business, or they've had a successful business, and they're moving out. And this is really cool. And then I got to go over to NC Idea, hosted an event in Durham, to learn about other communities and what they're doing. And one of the stories about Jumpstart in Ohio was fascinating, because, again, it was done in partnership as a nonprofit, but the state of Ohio puts money into the pot to help promote this, and they don't want money back. They're not asking to be reimbursed. It's not a loan. They put money in the pot, and they have calculated, the state has calculated, for every dollar they put in the pot, they get $22 back from property taxes, sales tax, income tax. I mean, there's a direct correlation. Jobs created is a direct correlation, and Ohio, this part of Ohio, was voted the worst place to start a business for 12 years in a row in the country. So they had to make a change. They were in crisis mode.
Yeah.
We're not in crisis mode. So what does that look like for us? And how do we get partnerships like the state or I mean, it's an interesting, so all this information's coming together to form a plan. I always like the strategic plan. Form a plan,
yeah.
And then work on that plan.
Well, as someone who, and for my own reasons, I was doing research into commercial space in Chapel Hill not that long ago.
Right?
And
it's hard to find.
It is hard to find, yeah. There are a couple of decent resources. Orange County Economic Development, I think, has a page, which is really good for that. And there's a couple of others. But, yeah, like the more information, the better.
Well,
think,
a logical place to go find it.
Yeah.
It's one thing that we've got the information compiled, but where do we put it?
You
know, and how do we let people know where to find it?
Yep.
So those are some of the conversations we're having, because we want to hear from people like you who've gone to look about where you naturally would have gone to look. And, you know, we heard people just Google space in Chapel Hill and you don't get a listing. Some landlords still just put the sign in the window. Well, that's not very effective in this day and age. So we're working on all those aspects so that we can have this centralized place to, like I said, come together, co-work, learn, and collect the information so that we want to be helpful. We want people to create. We want them to grow their businesses here. We want them to offer internships to our student community. There's a lot of pluses to doing all this, and we're a little bit late to the game. As far as Durham and Raleigh, as they've moved along, but that doesn't mean we can't make it happen. And we can learn from those examples and build from that. So that's really cool. Just came from a meeting with the West End Merchants and Chapel Hill Magazine. I was showing you the cover of Let's Go Downtown. We're getting the new parking meters coming in January. We're doing some strategies. Carolina Square is opening up. The current performing venue is opening up.
Yes.
We want people to come downtown. So we've got free parking on Saturdays and Sundays right now for the month of December for people to come and look and see. We're working on the planter boxes again with some new and fresh ideas. So there's a lot more. We're cleaning up two of the alleyways and making them much more people friendly. Mm-hmm. We're doing lots of stuff. The downtown is the health of your community. A vibrant downtown is reflective of a health. And so how to get more people of we get lots of visitors downtown. How do we get our own population? So, if you haven't been downtown in a while, come on down, see what we're doing. Look for the new meters in January.
Yes.
Frequent those businesses. That's important. December's kind of a slow month with the university kind of on winter
Hey,
break.
Free parking on Saturdays,
there you
though,
go.
So
there
come
you go.
On down.
Come
yeah.
on down, which is all good. And there's some decorations.
Yes.
It's got a nice feel to it right now. I mean, I'm downtown all the time. I'm always walking. It's a great place to walk and see and feel. I don't know. It's got a good feel. Check out the Chapel Hill Magazine. We're going to do a series of stories and launching information so that people can learn more about how to find it, and we've made some good changes downtown.
Very cool.
We have more to go. It's not the last, it's not it. A friendly reminder that food for the summer is out there about holiday giving. We're looking to the holiday page. If you're willing to make a donation for this coming summer, we would love to have that on there. But just take a look at our website, Food for the Summer. I've had an interesting last couple of weeks with. Apparently, I need to shout out to a Smith Middle School teacher, 7th grade teacher.
You should be doing that every time.
I know, but this has been funny because we didn't know what was going on at first. The 7th graders were assigned a project to film a video about aspects of the Constitution, and they were all assigned different aspects of the Constitution.
Okay.
To videotape, I guess, the mayor or other elected officials, and then compete on a C-SPAN. So it's all video done on a C-SPAN contest. So I'm having to really bone up on my Constitution knowledge to interact. Are you smarter than a 7th grader?
Yes, yeah.
Can you help the 7th grader?
Are you smarter than a 7th grader who has spent the last couple of weeks studying the Constitution and knows everything there is
I'm
to know about it?
And one of the things that I'm still fascinated about is the foresight of the people who wrote the Constitution in thinking about how it applies long-term. This one section we did yesterday was section 14 about the citizens' rights and people's rights who aren't citizens, because it was done for Reconstruction after the war, the Civil War.
Oh, the 14th Amendment.
The
14th
Amendment,
yeah.
Sorry. And so it was a very interesting discussion about how that applies today with immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been fascinating. It's been hilarious. We have literally 12 requests right now. I don't know that we're trying to honor as many and help the other council members are helping as well. So, but it is interesting when you have to go back and think about why this part of the Constitution is written this way. what it means today.
Yeah.
And do we think, I mean, most of the questions are, do you think the federal government is following this philosophy? Do you think our state government's following, mm-hmm. is our own community following this philosophy?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I'm finding that our value system, which I love, that we welcome everyone, is not really being reflected at the
yeah.
state. And we knew, I mean, I knew that, but how to explain
to
why,
really see it there. Yeah.
So that's been, really, tomorrow is Bill of Rights Day, speaking
yes.
of Constitution. Friday noon at Peace and Justice Plaza, we'll be reading proclamations and celebrating Bill of Rights Day.
Cool.
So that will be out there.
And they do 220 seconds of bell ringing in Hillsborough.
Yeah.
Every Ooh, year that gets us. Every year that gets 1 second longer.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no. Okay. Well.
Come the year 3000, it's gonna be a weekend long event.
Oh my goodness. Our ears will be ringing
yeah.
by then. So.
Like
but those are the basics. There's been other things going on, but those are basically so still working even though we're not meeting. We have lots going on.
Cool. Speaking yeah. with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Got one question before we wrap up. Chapel
okay.
Hill Carver City Schools talking about renovations
yes.
to Lincoln Center and Chapel Hill High. I know
yes.
they went through an SUP process
right.
for the Lincoln Center
mm-hmm.
development, which now is on the back burner.
Right.
So a couple of things. First of all, has the Chapel Hill High School renovation gone through that process
It's
yet?
In the beginning phases of doing
okay.
all that, and we're looking at all that information, and we'll be working with them to figure out, because we're excited about that project as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely needs to be improvements to Chapel Hill High. So we'll be working with them on all aspects of that.
And one of the things that Todd LaFree said at meetings past when talking about this is, well, one of the reasons that the cost is coming in so high for Lincoln Center and Chapel Hill High School is that it's been an ongoing discussion for several years, and now we're getting around to it, and the costs are higher. So he talked about streamlining the process of getting these development or getting these proposals approved by the town,
right.
Rather than having to go through several meetings in an SUP. Is that something that the town is working with the district on?
We are working with the district, and you know we passed the new conditional zoning tool, which was supposed to help with some of those issues. I will say one of the major reasons over prices that are higher now is because construction costs have gone through the roof in the whole Triangle region. And every month, the prices, and because of the hurricanes, and people don't think about the effects of hurricanes back in your own community. If you weren't hit by the hurricane, you don't think as much about it.
All the construction jobs go down there.
Well, the
right?
construction jobs go down there, the materials go down there, producing things like concrete and all the things that are needed down there makes the price point move on this. So construction costs have gone up as much as 10% since the hurricanes hit. That's pretty significant out there, and we have a labor shortage. So you're having to pay top dollar, and it's the same thing with towns and private developers and everybody, schools. Those prices have really skyrocketed in the last couple of years because of all the growth in our area and because of all the climate situations.
Yeah. All right. Townofchapelhill.org for more information. Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.